What advice do you have for students or graduates hoping to progress on the noble path towards Nibbana while a student and while in the workplace?
Well, I think one of the things is to... just the teaching today is probably a good reflection in terms of, as one is a student and, one has to be putting forth a lot of effort, and also that sense of, I got to make progress, I got to succeed, I've got to. I'd be careful how much that runs one's life, because we can lose sight of the. It's the fundamentals of being a human being by the kind of illusion of progress and success, and then not fulfill ourselves as human beings, as beings who have human qualities of discernment, of wisdom, of compassion, of kindness, of generosity. Those are the things that really define what a human life is about. And then, one may or may not get exceptional grades as a success as a student, because you can always be better. That's the illusion of desire, is that you can always be better. And of course, even as Buddhist practitioners and even as monastics, that desire program keeps running. In that sense, you can always be better. You can always make the mind. You should make the mind more peaceful. You should be a better person. There's a seductive quality to that keeps making you miserable. And even if it's like the idiom of that Ajahn Chah, which that's right, but it's not true. Whereas it's true, that's not right. In that sense of always having to be better, having to achieve, having to progress, I'd call into question that agenda and say, well, where is it coming from, and what do I really want to nurture that's going to lead to well-being? I think the teaching today is actually really a good set of teachings for prioritizing. What do we bring into our life, either as students, and if you're at Stanford, you already, you're intelligent, you're capable, that's already a part. But can you do that without making yourself miserable? That's a really good way to reflect on it, and as one goes out into the world into a career, and what kind of career do you want to pick up? What's the world actually need? Especially at a time of the great pause, this global pandemic. It's a pause to sort of take and reflect and sort of say, what actually is of value? Because it's so examined and unreflected on for the most part. What do I actually need? What makes me satisfied, fulfilled? And what is it that is actually a benefit to the world? What's the world need? And we don't need more stuff. We really don't need more stuff. What ways do we live that's actually, that's sustainable, both in terms of, say, ecologically on the planet level, but what's sustainable emotionally? Because that's, one of the great problems of modern society is depression and anxiety. Those are the things that really people really struggle with, so those are to examine. How do we? What's a value? What's actually satisfying? What's meaningful? What's useful? What's beneficial? Both for oneself, but also for others, because we don't live in isolation. We live together as human beings. That's the reality, and learning how to live together skillfully, how to build a society that is responsive and responsible to each other and to